Okay, welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. As always, I am your hostess, Queen Titania. After another prolonged absence, I'm back to touch upon a subject I spoke of a couple months ago. I want to continue my discussion of latex. Last time I introduced latex, today I want to talk about one of my favorite uses of latex and rubber, and that is bondage and encasement. There's one thing that I get more requests for than anything else, and it is my latex bondage ball. They may not all follow through, but one of the things I get many requests and questions about is that giant black rubber ball that I have in my ads. What is it? How does it work? I go inside of that? How do I breathe? What's going on? Mistress, this sounds dangerous. How can I possibly go inside that ball? That kind of thing. If you'll look at the photos in the show notes, you'll see exactly what they're seeing. A giant, 6-foot diameter rubber ball. But how does it work? Many people who approach me assume that it's a kind of like a hamster ball, completely hollow on the inside, and they just kind of walk around in it. They can't escape, but they have some freedom of movement inside the ball. That's not true. In fact, that's not even close to the truth. That's what I thought when I first saw a latex bondage ball. I thought, oh my, that's pretty cool. You can put a slave in there and they can kind of walk around like a hamster. Didn't really think of how exactly they'd still use a breathing tube inside of it. But that's just what I thought. What I discovered was that instead of a hamster ball, it's actually more of a shell. The black you see is a shell of a large red rubber air sac. The air sac is what inflates. I leave the ball deflated on the floor in what basically looks like a giant rubber puddle, and unzip it. You then go inside, and I stick the rubber breathing tube in your mouth. It's hooked up to a gas mask, but it's usually just easier to put the tube in directly and have it held rather than relying on the gas mask. You're then zipped in, and I hook the ball up to my shop vac. The ball then gets inflated. A loud whir, a roar erupts in the room, and you feel the ball inflating around you, inflating faster and faster. Suddenly, it gets harder to move because the latex is pressing up against you. As the ball fills, the rubber is constricting you, constraining you, holding you in place. Once the ball is inflated in about a minute and a half to its full 6-foot diameter, you'll barely be able to wiggle your wrists and fingers, ankles, and feet. You won't be able to move very much. You can kind of shift your weight around and try and move the ball itself, but other than your smallest body parts, very little of you is going to move. And I wouldn't recommend trying to move the ball, because it may shift suddenly as your center of weight changes the center of gravity of the ball, causing it to roll, which is very frightening. And you're then left there, surrounded in rubber, which may have started off cold, but is now warming up to your body temperature. It's making you feel warm and cozy inside, but you are completely and utterly cut off from your normal senses. You can't see. All you can taste is rubber. All you can feel is rubber. All you can hear is my voice. You lose your sense of time. You lose your sense of place. You're just inside of what basically amounts to a rubber womb, trapped inside, feeling so detached from reality, feeling like you're in a surreal cocoon, feeling so very helpless. And let's face it, you are helpless. You feel helpless because you've put total trust in me. Total trust to make sure that I will stand over you, to make sure nothing goes wrong. It's a very intense experience. You've literally put your life in my hands, and in the hands of this strange-looking rubber object. When you come out, you're generally sweaty, unable to look into me or the light, to look at my boots, my latex, or in my eyes. You're unable to process anything, unable to stand. You just feel like kneeling because the experience has been so intense, so erotic. And after that, you feel so much more submissive, so much attached, so much more attached to latex and rubber. And that's only the beginning of what I do with encasements. Granted, it's a very intense beginning, but it goes on from there. I like to keep extra cat suits, stockings, and gloves in my dungeon. Things that I no longer want to use. Things that may not fit me or no longer work in my wardrobe. Things that were ordered in a size too big that just never appealed to me. And some other pieces that are just meant to fit slaves, so that slaves can experience being covered in latex, being wrapped up in a catsuit with stockings and gloves and a hood, and totally encased in latex, encased with gas masks, encased with no way of escape as I bind them, as I tie them up, making them feel slightly inhuman, like a creature. Just take a look at some of the other photos in the show notes, and you'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean by a creature. And they are made to be that creature, with their hands bound behind their back, with their feet bound as well. They're made to crawl in that latex, crawl around like a rubber worm, getting sweaty, getting exhausted just from moving a couple inches, because it's difficult to squirm like a worm. You wouldn't think so, but it is. Oh, it is, and it will make you feel so utterly, completely submissive. So completely submissive when all you feel is rubber and you can't possibly get up, you can't possibly escape. And then you feel me teasing you in that rubber. You feel the gentle touch, some of the harsher touches. You feel how latex softens blows, spreads them out, makes them feel a little more sensual. A slap across the face doesn't feel painful in rubber. It feels slightly more erotic. Being beaten on your ass still hurts, but now it's spread out, and you can take more. You can hear the loud blows. You feel my heel rub up against your nipples. You feel my fingers rubbing up on those nipples, and you understand why I cover myself in latex, why I love it so much, because it's turning you on. You are just feeling how good it is, how wonderful it is to be encased. No escape. You're just locked in. The gloves are locked onto the catsuit. The hood is locked onto the catsuit. And the stockings are as well. Either by tape, by handcuffs, by rubber cuffs, by rope. Although usually not rope with rubber. I find that it has a tendency to be easier to escape. But either way, you're trapped. And I can just use you. I can just keep you there. The same way as in the ball. Make you forget where you are. How much time has passed, etc., etc. And of course, sometimes I can get carried away. In one of the hottest encasement scenes I've done, I completely, well, hot to me, encased the slave in latex in an old catsuit I had. And I beat him, and beat him, and beat him. And knowing that the rubber would soften the blow a bit, I went harder and harder and harder until I broke that catsuit. Seeing his ass in the air, seeing him bound to the rubber, seeing him bound in the rubber, my mistake, it was just all so very hot because he couldn't escape. He couldn't feel. He was just a thing, just another rubber worm, dehumanized, objectified, beaten, punished, made to feel nothing but latex, nothing but rubber. He was made to feel like the object he is. So that's why I love encasement. I love the way it forces the love of rubber. It forces rubberism on new slaves in an intense way, keeping them bound in it, or in the case of the bondage ball, trapped in it, unable to breathe except through that tube, unable to escape no matter how they're encased, just giving in to the pleasures of rubber, letting me take them to new places, showing them its sensual properties, showing them just how lovely it is, just how good it feels to be an object, a statue. And if you haven't tried it, I hope you do soon, because there's no better feeling than giving in to the pleasures of rubber. Hopefully, there's not another long break between episodes, because I would really like to get another one up in the next week or so. So hopefully, you'll hear from me soon on the next episode of The Dungeon Diaries. Ta-ta.